The largest employer in Wisconsin Rapids is shutting down by the end of next month. The Verso Paper Mill has been in operation since 1904, and the shutdown leaves almost 1,000 people without work. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and there's room for you in our conversation. Give us a call now at 800-642-1234. Has a paper mill shut down in your community? What do you want people to know about that? Maybe you work in the paper industry. Where do you see its future here in Wisconsin? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Rob Mentzer is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau, and he's covering this story. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What led to this decision to shut down the Verso Mill?
Well, so this is a sort of follow-on effect of COVID-19 and the recession. So this mill in particular produced like a coated glossy paper that's used in magazines, and magazine business is way down as advertising shut down and, you know, other sort of media travails that we've heard about in the COVID recession. So with demand down for that product, this is the result that they're idling the mill. The company Verso says that they are idling the mill, which implies that it could restart again, it could be sold, or it could close, and we just don't know what the sort of longer term future will be for the mill.
And that's actually language that we've heard before with these operations,
right? And I don't want to say that it's we have seen buyers emerge, and it is not necessarily the case that this mill will be closed forever, but we don't know. And because we don't know, there's also, you know, the very real possibility that there won't be a buyer, the company won't restart production here, or if they do, it will be months away, or could be a lot fewer workers. It's a lot of unknowns, but it doesn't look great.
The Verso Mill, as we mentioned, the largest employer in Wisconsin Rapids. How many jobs are at stake here?
So there are about 900 jobs in the Wisconsin Rapids Mill, which is the largest employer in that city. It's a city of about 20,000 people or so, a little less. And Verso announced at the same time they're also closing a mill in Duluth, Minnesota, that I think, you know, probably some folks in Superior work at. But that mill has been in decline for quite a while, and at this point employs only about 100 people. So the impact there is less in northern Wisconsin.
How will the closing affect workers? I mean, with these layoffs, are there some sort of severance package involved?
I don't know that. I do know that state officials and agencies are working to respond to the workers. I think that it's very likely that there are some additional aid, sort of unemployment aid that they can access. They'll be eligible for unemployment as they're laid off, and they're, you know, politicians and leaders are trying to arrange a response that will connect them with training resources, job opportunities, and so on. So there are, you know, there are some opportunities available, but at the same time, this is the nature of paper mills jobs, right? Is a lot of times people got these jobs and expect to work in a paper mill for 30 years or whatever. And so if you've have this like long history at this company, it still is a trauma and quite a thing to face to have to like find something else to do.
We're discussing the closing of the Verso Mill in central Wisconsin with Rob Mentzer. Rob is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter, and he's based in Wausau. And we're going over what the closure, whether temporary or long term, what it means for the community and for people who work there. Rob, what's the timeline for this again?
So this the mill will be closed down by the end of July.
And do we know then when layoffs are expected to start? Will everybody be able to work until July 31st? Do we have guidance from the company?
I think that there's a process to closing these things down. They'll close down, bit by bit, different mm-hmm. machines will close. So I think that the layoffs will be somewhat spread out over that period. But I don't know the specifics on that. I think that it's safe to say that many workers will be laid off before the July 31st.
How can we begin to gauge how this will affect the local economy?
It really is a massive blow to Wisconsin Rapids, and it does have these ripple effects. There are a lot of ancillary businesses that exist in central Wisconsin around the paper mill that could be, trucking companies. This affects loggers as well. There are a lot of logging companies in central and northern Wisconsin whose primary client has been this mill. And so they'll have to find another, other customers or figure out something else to do. And those are just a couple of examples of the ways that the effects of it sort of ripple out. But it's a major loss, and I think that it is the sort of thing that can reshape the economy.
Sure, because some of these in smaller communities, there are just fewer places where people work and they rely on those jobs because they're close to home, or that's one of the reasons they live there. So certainly it helps define rural communities in Wisconsin. We've got Dave from Green Bay on the line who wants to talk about this. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm 64 years old, but I had started in 79 at Fort Howard Paper Company in Green Bay, which is purchased by Georgia Pacific now. And in 2005, they did a major house cleaning and what they actually did in there was to automate their mill. And so there was a lot of people they didn't need. There was 200, 300, almost 500 people given severances. And if you want to leave, you can leave. But when that happened, the company did offer training, like through NWTC or, some paid training if you took the package to leave, which I did. But the problem with a lot of those paper mills is years ago, you could get a job there, make good money, retire from there. That's not the case anymore because things change. Markets change. Automation comes in where they might need 20 people on a machine. Now they only need five, and that's what happened with Fort Howard and Georgia Pacific. But what I did is I always drove truck part-time. This is odd. And I had a CDL, so when that happened, I took the buyout and went driving truck, which worked out great for me. I mean, I'm going to retire in a year. I mean, I didn't have to dip into any 401k or anything. But what I would say to these folks, if there's any job training coming along, don't wait for that mill to open up again. There's so many people that are 40 years old or, been in that mill since they were 18, and were so heartbroken. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because they totally depended on that place. I said, hey, go to school, reinvent yourself. That's what a lot of people did, and it turned out better for them in the long run.
Dave, thanks so much for that. And Rob, that Dave does share. Thank you for sharing your story, Dave, first. And also, Rob, what about the unemployed workers? Are local officials going to be able to help them retrain or find new work?
Well, it's certainly available, and like the Department of Workforce Development, there's the North Central region here is absolutely making those opportunities available, and I think Dave, he shares what he's saying is very real, which is that there is a mentality among some workers that like this is my job for life, right? And that was something that was very true in a lifestyle 30 years ago, and it's just less and less true today. And so it's honestly it's kind of true across a lot of different industries, but it's definitely true in the paper industry workers need to be prepared to broaden their skills and hopefully find opportunities to something that would step into the place if these paper mill jobs don't come back.
Rob, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. I'm Keeley Boltina. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.